There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, too rare to die.
Hey, what is up, guys? It's your boy, Johnny Buck, here on the Johnny Buck Show. Going to be a short podcast. If you guys have been listening, you can tell my voice sounds like shit. Fighting a cold, the back end of a cold, a lot of congestion, all that good stuff. But what I want to do today is give you guys three quick tips to help you grow a great leadership team. And what I mean by that is a team of leaders, not just management, not just CEOs, not just C-suite or managers, but actual team of leaders. So let's jump right into it. God, I'm gonna die. God, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. That just blew out your speakers. If you're watching this, oh well. At least it wasn't as bad. But so, you know, if you guys have been following for a little bit recently, I talked about I'm going to be building another business this year. I'm gonna be partnered with a plumber buddy of mine, and it looks like that's a go. We have pretty much a handshake deal. We're getting details worked out now, so it's really fucking good. It's moving a lot faster than I thought it would, but I want to do, which is great, honestly. But what I want to do is talk about three things that I'm going to implement while I'm building this business out, because we want leaders, okay? You know, my objective is to get my buddy out of the field. He is doing the work. He is pulling the wrenches. He is gluing the fucking fittings. He is pulling the pecs. He's doing all the work himself, and I need to get him to a leadership position so he can do better or higher tier jobs. my God. So we're going to have guys in the field running jobs essentially on their own, and we need to build leaders. And how you do that, I've done it wrong a lot, but I think I've gotten really good at it as of late. And I'm going to give you guys three lessons I've learned about building leaders, okay? So number one is let them fail, okay? Let your leaders fail. Let your employees fail. Let your team members fail. And this was actually in regards to a post about parenting, but I think this applies as well. Is let them fail. Let them get hurt, you know, but don't let them become a failure or die. And what I mean by that is, I spent too much time as a helicopter parent, you know, from a boss standpoint, like many parents do, preventing them from getting hurt, preventing them from failing, preventing them from whatever happening, because I didn't want them to go through what I went through, all the mistakes I made, you know. So I spent too much time protecting them, and because of that, I prevented their ability to learn. And, you know, everything I have learned in life has been through failure. It has been through pain and heartbreak and Jesus, what the fuck am I going to do? How am I going to make 5K by the end of the week? And I think it's really important that we do those things and let our guys go through that. Now, I'm not going to let one of my guys completely subterfuge the entire gym and wreck it or any business, but I'm going to let them fail. But hey, man, that fucked up. That cost us X amount of money. So, you know, one of the mistakes I let my guys make, it was going to cost the gym annually $60,000 a year, which is a big fucking, is roughly, you know, 8% of our gross revenue at the time. Actually, at that time, it's probably closer to 10%. So I stepped in and helped him, but I let him make that decision. I explained to him why that wouldn't work, or why we do things the way we do, but I let these guys fail. That's something I'm getting better at. So number one is let them fail. Let them get hurt, right? Don't let them die. Don't let them burn the building down, but let them learn. That's how you learn. Number two is you get what you tolerate, not what you expect, right? So my mom expected me to clean my room. My mom expected me to do a lot of things, and I wouldn't do them. I would step over shit. My office is still a fucking disaster, multiple reasons. But I would step over things. I would have a trail through my room to my bed and my closet. That's what I had, and she would clean it up. She expected me to clean my room, but she tolerated me not, and then eventually she would clean it herself because she couldn't fucking handle it anymore. So I never cleaned my room, and my wife is mad at my mother for this day. Come to find out, I have an OCD that doesn't like things cleared off, so like I have to put things stuff. It's not the best OCD if your wife likes clean shit, but it is what it is. You know, so that's one thing. You know, in relation to a leadership, I don't like my guys being late, but I was tolerating them being late. And so I was like, hey, man, we're not going to be fucking late anymore. I'm going to send you home. And guess what? Very rarely are people late. Things happen, traffic and shit, accidents and stuff like that. But like, my guys aren't late. You know, when it does happen, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Get your shit together. So make sure you understand that you get what you tolerate, not what you expect. That's going to be really important for leadership to get that understood. Like, I expect you to do this, but if I tolerate you not doing it, it's not going to happen. So last but not least, and it's probably the most important thing, is be consistent and be patient. All right. Nothing good comes overnight. My wife and I realized that we have been spending the past 5 years really diving into culture, and we finally have a culture we're proud of. You know, we've been proud of the process, but I mean, like, I would stack our culture up against about anybody's. There's not very many people out there I wouldn't do it. So remember that, like, these things are going to take time. So you have to consistently be working on stuff. If you let people not come in, going back to the last example, if you're on people's ass for being late about work, and then you know stop being on their ass, and they start being back late, and you get back on their ass, it's not going to be consistent. You have to hold that line all the time. You have to be consistent. You have to be constantly working on things, and you you have to be patient, okay? I didn't get where I am today. You know, I'm 38 years of work. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've made every fucking mistake possible so far. I'm going to continue making mistakes. I'm going to continue learning from those mistakes, but I have to understand that, you know, we're making small steps either each day. And I'm talking about, you know, if you put $1 a day in every day of the year, you have $365. If you do $5 a week, so you work really hard a little bit and you take some time off really hard and take some time off, you're going to have 40% less money. You have $260, right? So I want you guys to understand that it takes time. It takes consistency. It takes work, and it takes patience. So that's it. Short podcast. I want to minimize my coughing for you guys and minimize this terrible voice I have. But that's it. So three tips. All right. Let them fail. Let them get hurt. All right. You know, don't let them die or completely become a failure. So let them fail. Don't be a helicopter parent. Number two, you get what you tolerate, not what you expect. And number three, be consistent and be patient. Okay. And that really matters in that order. I want you guys to be consistently working towards helping them. All right, so that's it. I've struggled with consistency. I definitely struggle with patience. But these are things I've learned to help grow one hell of a leadership team from guys who really didn't know what that was. So that's it. If you need anything, as always, hit me up. I'll catch you guys later. Peace.